Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, y'all. This is the one and only the Citizen Detective Keith B. Warren. I'm at the Knock That Senior part off. You know, but anyway, today, March 1st, 2015, marks 1 year since Felicia Red was last seen, everyone. Tonight, we're going to honor this year. Last week, my co-host was a little under the weather, and she will be back on here. So, we're going to be talking a little bit about, I mean, the America Tonight Show was very, very good, very good. We're going to be talking about that, what you people think about the whole thing and everything. If you haven't seen it, go to the RRTF page. I recorded it and had it put on the RRTF page. It's also on my Facebook page as well. So, you know, I hope everyone have enjoyed that American Tonight piece. I mean, they really did a lot of justice. But there are some things that I did not know about, you know, them questioning Chief Lanier, Mayor Muriel Bowser, you know, even the grandmother, the mother, the so-called stepfather. And I'm going to put it to you like this, and I'm going to say this at the beginning of my show right now. You can say I'm bashing you all you want, but I'm going to continue. You're not going to stop me because as far as I'm concerned, you have something to do with that baby girl missing. And if anybody else don't like it, I guess you can just kick rocks because I don't care. It's about this little girl. You feel as though I'm bashing you? Hey, you must have did something wrong. That's exactly how I feel right now. I'm going to go into the music break right away, but we're going to come back, y'all. I want you guys to talk tonight about what you thought about everything that went on this weekend about, you know, Relisha and things like that and everything, all the news that was going on. America Tonight, Channel 9, Channel 7, the Washington Post, things that the mother may have said and everything. Press 1 if you're on the phone, and you can say something even if you're in a chat room, guys, all right? So we'll be right back after this.
Do I love you? Do I lust for you? Am I a sinner because I do the two? Can you let me know right now, please? For me to ask them.
Question the authority. Mm-hmm. Chairman of the board, chief of affections. You got mine, to sway in your direction. Hey, you're like a hip hop song, you know. Benita Applebum, you gotta put me on.
Benita Applebum.
Things some brothers don't. Mm-hmm. If only you could see through your elaborate eyes. Only you and me, hun, the love never dies. Satisfaction, I have the right tactics. feed them. I got crazy prophylactics. So far, I hope you like rap songs. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on.
Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, I said you gotta put me on. Bonita Applebum, you gotta put me on. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita.
Radio Live, Washington, D.C. Y'all, this is the Social Militia Radio Show, special one-year anniversary edition, guys, and I'm your host, the Citizen Detective, as I was just dubbed, Keith Warren. And we just recently have America Tonight on Al Jazeera America talk about militia being missing and everything, and it aired this past Friday. It was a nice little piece that was put together all over the news all this weekend. There's been flyers passed, or there'll be flyers passed out. There's been candlelight vigils, or just prayer vigils. I'm sorry, prayer vigils. A lot of things have gone on this weekend in honor of militia, you know, and it's just some things that America Tonight, the interviews that has bothered me, quite a lot. Chief Kathy Lanier, for one, could not answer the questions that were being asked. Even Mayor Muriel Bowser could not ask questions that was asked. She beat around the bush. And it's a lot of that when you come to questions. You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, this is definitely our government. You see what I'm saying? Our government failed this girl. The system failed this girl. The parents failed this girl. And I don't care if they can say if I'm bashing them or not. I don't care. The parents, and it's a certain part that got me when Shamika said she doesn't have to answer to nobody but the Lord. Okay, I understand. Sometimes that is true. But see, I was always told by a great man, my grandfather, that when somebody guilty has done something wrong, that is the first thing that they will say when they're being questioned. Because I'll put it to you like this. You do answer. May not be to me. It may not be to some of the listeners. But you got to answer to the judge. You got to answer to the jury, the detectives. There has to be answers. I mean, I know I wasn't the only one. You know, I'm not the only one that thinks this. Now, tonight, guys, in honor of Alicia, I want you guys to talk about what you thought. By being a year, I want you guys to let me know your thoughts on what you thought of all the news media that was going on. The grandmother, Melissa Young, just was full of crap. And then you get smart with Lori Jane Glihi for what apparent reason. She was high, yes. I'm going to say it. She was high. The media, as well as myself, want answers. And, yes, I'm in an uproar about this. It should not have been a year that this young girl has been missing. And Chief Lanier sits there and says they had a late start. Chief Lanier was the one that messed up the Amber Alert in the first place. Why she's still chief, I have no idea. I have to tip my hat off to Shannon Smith, though, the cheerleader at Religious School, to keep her name, you know, above water. You know, she has those kids doing cheers and smiling in honor of Relisha. She says she doesn't want these kids to be sad. And I understand that. I can really, really understand that. That this is something that most people have to do and everything, you know, to keep things in honor. But this 90-minute special, you guys, is going to, and to be honest, I hate to be upfront about this and say this, but I really doubt if I hear anybody on the show just come on and talk about the show or talk about anything, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just honestly say this to the listeners. And if you feel as though that I'm wrong for saying this, then maybe I'm talking to you. But if you are really a supporter of Relisha, then this switchboard will be lighting up right now. If everybody that wants to say something about the show or want to say something about, you know, what has been going on. So, you know, this case has a lot of people upset. I talked to somebody just today that told they've been with this story since day one as well, and they told me that how they really felt and how this has taken them by storm and everything. And it's done that with a lot of people. It's messed up relationships. It's done a lot of different things, you know. But we'll be back after this music break, y'all. Here's a song that I know Relisha will probably like. It's called Wham Dance. It's by Cupid and Mystical.
And we did this song called A Wham Dance. Now I'm going to go
with
your
DJ Rose 504, introducing to the world Cupid, the dance party king, and Mystical. Everybody get up and do the Wham Dance.
Go front, go back, go left, go right.
Get him with the wham. doing that, let's move like a quarterback. A friend's blocking that, like a cornerback. So I turned around and started dancing with Ray, rolling on the roof and screaming, go ahead. Like a dog, I was huffing a leg, doing the kind of moves that we be using in bed. I said, forget the small talk, baby, what's up? She said, yeah, you're kind of cute, but I'm in here, what up? I sidestepped and started getting it with Black. I was throwing it out and she was throwing it back. I wanted to pick up, but I ain't gonna hurt my back. She was about 220, but I ain't calling her back. I said, big girl, won't you bag it up? No, seriously, back up on me, son, and stop pushing me, you're squishing me.
Go front, go back.
I lost my job. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come, I didn't get the rent, and out the door I went. So I goes to the landlady. I said, you let me slide. I have the rent for it tomorrow, the next day, I don't know. So let me slide it on, you know, people. I notice when I come home in the evening, she ain't got nothing nice to say to me. But for 5 years, she was so nice. Lord, she was lovey-dovey. I come home one particular evening. The landlady said, you got the rent money yet? I said, no, can't find no job. Therefore, I ain't got no money to pay the rent. She said, I don't believe you're trying to find no job. Said, I seen you today. You were standing on a corner, leaning up against a post. I said, but I'm tired. I've been walking all day. She said, that don't confront me, long as I get my money next Friday. Now next Friday I come out, I didn't have a rent, and out the door I went. So I go down the street, down to my good friend's house. I said, look, man, I'm outdoors, you know. Can I stay with you maybe a couple days? He said, let me go and ask my wife. He come out of the house. I could see his face. I know there was no. He said, I don't know, man. She kind of funny, you know. I said, I know. Everybody funny. Now you funny too. So I go back home. I tell the landlady, I got a job. I'm going to pay the rent. She said, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. And then she was so nice. Lord, she would love it, love it. So I go in my room, pack up my things, and I go. I slip on out the back door. Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'd be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in a local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar, I rent my coat, I call the bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. He got down there. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. But I'm sitting out at the bar. I'm getting drunk, I'm feeling mellow. I'm drinking bourbon, I'm drinking scotch, I'm drinking beer. Look at the bar. Here comes the bartender. Look mad. Come down here. So what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. No, I ain't seen my baby since the night before last. Gotta get a drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer. One bourbon, one shot, one beer. Well, all right.
keep crucifix warm. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I have looked at that America Tonight special over and over again the past weekend. It's a lot of things that just didn't get right with any of us, you know, a lot of us. It kind of got bad with some of a lot of us, you know. It just wasn't right, you know. And to think that it said multiple D.C. mayors have done things to shut down D.C. General. Just last year, Mayor Gray was the mayor at the time that tried to help find Relisha. Now we have Mayor Muriel Bowser. You know, the key to all this, like I said, is the family. There are so many different things that aren't said with this family. But guys, tonight, I want you to speak up for Relisha, okay? You guys have seen the show. You've seen America Tonight. You've seen what the news said. You've seen what the newspaper said. Guys, we want to hear from you. Whether it's something that you saw on America Tonight that really bothered you, whether it was something that was said in the newspapers that really bothered you, anything that has to do with anything on the media that happened this weekend. My esteemed co-host will be coming in here very, very shortly and everything. But, you know, we have to step forward for this young girl. And there are other missing people out here, and I heard earlier that there was a missing child, possibly about 16 years old, missing from New Carrollton. Her name is Renee Johnson, and I'll probably look more into that and everything, you know, but, I mean, it's crazy about all these missing children, missing people, and things like that and everything. I mean, so we all got to band together for Relisha. It's sad. It's really sad that it has come to this. I really thought by last year, probably before the summer even crept in, that she would be found. I really thought that. I really thought that. But it's very, very sad that it's coming to a year. And I'm not trying to make this longer, guys. You know, my cousin's been missing for 5 years. And let me say this, too. To those that are coming on different areas and causing all this drama and everything and saying this, that, and all this, all this stupidness, it's not proven anything. It's not helping Relisha. You know, it's not helping the police. It's not helping me to help find her. It's doing nothing but making yourself look like a fool. We got a little 9-year-old girl out here that needs our help. You know? But for anybody that's just coming in and everything, we're talking about Relisha Rudd. It's been a year since she was last seen, and it really shouldn't have gone this long. So let's speak up for Relisha tonight, guys. If you have something to say about the show on America Tonight or anything the media said or anything that went on this weekend, if you want to leave questions, comments, remarks, anything, press 1, and I will connect you in if you're in the chat room. So you gotta say in chat room, and I'll definitely read it off and everything. You know, like I said, this is one little girl that needs us. all it was a song that said, "I believe the children are our future," you know. I think that song was called "The Greatest Love of All." That's what it was, "The Greatest Love of All." And Religious has banded a lot of people together for one movement. And I call this the I Am Religious Red movement. I've been calling that since day one. But this is a sad story. Anyway, so if you got anything to say about what the media has been going on lately, what's been going on in the media, on America Tonight Show, anything, press 1, and we'll cue you in. All right, we'll be back with a music break.
You might be missing some of the benefits that stereo can provide.
1, 2, 3, 4.
More than 40, baby.
Mike. This is KWDC Radio Live. Let me I'm gonna play another song real quick, and I gotta fix this soundboard right quick because all my calls aren't coming in. But let me just say this right quick, guys. We've had 211 views so far on the America Tonight video that's been posted on Facebook by myself, and I'm glad that it's being viewed because people who've never heard about the story before are starting to hear about the story. America Tonight is a worldwide show, you know. So I'm seriously glad that Willis's name is still getting out there in the media, guys. I really am. So we'll be right back. Let me fix this board real quick. We'll be right back.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together. Hey. I can't hey. Take it.
Senior and Queen B.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is KWC Radio live up on here, y'all. And somebody made a good on the RCF page saying it baffles them how you get a national TV televised and receive an apartment and furniture. And I'm baffled by what she said because it's true. Even though it has been given to her the way by let's just say it's been perfectly handed to her. You know, I'm seeing that the apartment's not even in her name. You know, I mean, how do you people feel about that? Do you feel as though that she should have still been left behind in the shelter, or do you think that it's good that she got help? You know, or I mean, do you people feel as though that she even deserves to get her boys back? I mean, you have to go all the way back to this. One thing that gets me, and I believe that they've been in the system for about 2, 3, 4 times maybe. If somebody can confirm that, I believe of maybe 3 or 4 times. My thing is, the first time there should have been radars up about this, you know. But as my co-host said, only God knows. Only God knows, you know. It just like somebody said in RTF page, it baffles them. It baffles me too. You know, I really hope that everything comes out and it blows up in those faces that think that Shamika walks on water. And for Antonio to come on my show 2 weeks ago and to bark orders, my question is what do you people think? You think I'm getting to them? You think the truth is coming closer? I mean, there are a lot that we have to think about with this. I mean, we got so many he say, she say stuff going around that, and I'm pretty sure the people, the supporters out there that have notebooks written down, stuff written down of nothing but this stuff. You've heard the things that we heard on the shows and all that. There's a lot of things I want to say about this show, the America Tonight Show. I'm going to wait till my co-host gets on here so we can talk about that since there won't be no callers calling in. So I'm going to give one more music break, and she should be on here. She should be on here right at this. Right after this music break.
Dope. WDC Radio Studio in Washington, D.C. It's the Search for Real Estate Radio Show with your hosts, Keith Warren Sr. and Queen B. Definitely got to take that senior part off, y'all. This is the citizen detective Keith Warren, right back on here, y'all. And Queen B has finally joined us. Queen B, welcome to the show. I don't even know why I said
hey.
The show. She's the co-host. I'm tripping.
Oh. Hey, Keith. How you doing? How y'all doing?
What's going on? Now, let me express something to the listeners out there right quick of what I was talking about on the RRTF page, okay? And this is just my feeling. If y'all feel as though that I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But this is my feeling. I feel as though that a lot of people have things to say in the groups and this, that, and the other, and if we have a special guest and everything, you have a lot of things to say. But when it's just a talking show or episode and I ask people's opinion, I expect to see the soundboard lit up, but, I mean, it's ghosts, you know? I mean, that's just my feeling. But, Bagger, what did you think about all the media coverage this weekend?
Well, be honest, I enjoyed and was excited about the fact of the media coverage. I can't say that I was excited about what all I read, what all I saw. I was angry, upset. I cried. I was just floored behind a lot, but it was an eye opener for a lot of people that wanted to question why we will not support the family. I've always missed that from day one, and I just refuse to support the family. I just cannot. I was floored by a lot of the things. Be honest with you, Keith, you know, I wish every mirror, every picture would have fell on the floor when they cracked a smile on one of those news articles. I just, the whole apartment would have shook. But, you know, there's always those few little 5% that's to say, who are we to touch? But this is a now nine-year-old girl that is missing. You have a parent, stepfather on there that looks like they have a don't care attitude. They don't owe nobody no explanation. Girl, please, bye. You owe everybody an explanation of how you lose a child, how you give a child to a stranger. Did you even do that? You know, is Tatum still being used as a pawn? It's so many unanswered questions. But, again, just looking at everything that happened over the weekend, I caught a terrible migraine. I was just frustrated all over again. I felt like I felt this time last year.
So did I. The fact of the matter, and just a quick laugh or anything, tonight I just so happened to be drinking my Jack Daniels, something I used to drink all the time last year. But anyway,
yeah.
The thing about it is that, like,
this is
the thing about you saying, go ahead.
Yeah, this is my thing. And I think everybody's eyes probably popped out of their head, jaws, mouths probably dropped to the floor when the question was asked, why didn't you report your child missing? And when the response came out to say we did not have a phone, this is 2015. First of all, you are on the internet with a whole bunch of money in your mouth. You flashing all these jackets, all these Jordans. First of all, how did Melissa call you? How, when all this stuff happened, how was you making phone calls about when the baby wasn't at the school? Come on now. I'm glad I had a flash.
You know they haven't, the phone
fell in the toilet or something. Maybe to them. But the thing about it is, was you saying that, and I caught that too, by me interacting with Shamika before, you know, talking to her and everything, one thing I do know that I've seen with Shamika, she can't live without a cell phone. So that's bullshit right there.
Right. And
then there's a lot of ways.
Just another thing. How are you going to get on there and say that the police not doing their job? Honey, you didn't report your child missing for 3 weeks plus.
Mm-hmm.
So but how are you going to sit here and blame the police? And they already 3 to possibly 4 weeks behind schedule.
Exactly. Exactly. I truly believe that the police have done all they could by what little they had. Now, Chief Lanier, on another hand, I couldn't believe her response to things. And Muriel Bowser, I definitely couldn't believe her response. The fact
well,
that she never
understand.
Answered the question.
Well, you got to understand, you know, well, you're right. The question was asked, are those children safe? And she should have basically flat out said no. Now, the chief response, I can go for that because it's not the chief's fault. It's not the chief's fault. She, you know, we were sitting here in the initial beginning saying, oh, Ellie is not doing this and Ellie is not doing that. They did all, again, we're talking 3 weeks in that. This baby had already been missing. So they were already behind schedule.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Don't her and Brenda Brown look like the such loving family, don't they? She felt like a newborn. Bullshit.
Right.
She felt like a newborn.
You know, the bottom line is she lost her child. She gave, not going to even say lost her child, she gave her child away. If I can believe the chief response, it's just you can't sit here and just blame the police. You can't do that. And again, like I said from day one, this time last year, you know, I have to, again, cock my head to the side and look at the family sideways. That's just the bottom line. And as we've been saying from the beginning, Keith, you know, all the answers point to the family. And I don't care what nobody said, you know, oh, wow, she had this bad life. No, she got on national TV and had the nerve to say, if I was white and all this and that, I'm black and I'm
right,
white.
Right. She played the race card, yeah.
Yeah, you can't pull no race card on this one. You can't.
Right.
You can't. And now that she's given
us. You can see some things as well, like from the first point of view and the first interviews last year and everything between now. I don't know if she got hooked on phonics or whatever it was and everything, but it seemed to me, and I don't care what nobody said, it seemed to me that she's been coached to talk about, you know, what she had to say.
She's been around more educated people, so she's had a chance to, I mean, we're talking 6 to 7 months now around people that really know what they're talking about. So a lot of the big words now, her mind has gravitated to trying to use them. No, babe, the bottom line is, waited almost 9 months before you even start rooting for the fact of crying out for help. You waited 9 months later. Where was you at when this first happened? Station, the mailboxes taking pictures with SpongeBob. The mailbox didn't look like SpongeBob. You felt the need to be on there to say, oh, I'm high, blasted, fly high as a kite. Really? But your child missing. Come on, now, stop coming at me a little bit better than that. I don't care. I don't owe nobody no explanation. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And I said that earlier. I literally said at the beginning of the show that yes, she does. She got a lot to explain and things like that. And the fact of the matter, when you said about them getting high and everything, especially at when one of the searches that I had, they were at the command post smoking weed and everything. They don't really care about this daggone child. I think because if they did, it would show a whole lot. Melissa, oh my God, I've seen that interview before, but not that part where she sat up there and act like I don't know what the heck to say. She acted like she was high. I can tell you that much. But that was just a disgrace. And this got smart with Lori Jane Glee, and I was just baffled by, like, she couldn't think, and I was in shock and all that.
You was in shock for 3 weeks? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
That's what she said. She was in shock for 3 weeks. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're in shock like that for...
It's crazy. Do me a favor. How many people are on the line? How many people want to buzz in to voice some opinions, voice their suggestions, vent? I want to hear from you. We need to hear from you. I know I ain't the only one frustrated because Facebook was lit up. You hear me? Facebook been lit up since. So we need to hear from y'all. Call in. Press the one. Let's hear what you got to say.
Now, definitely, I would like to hear from other people to see, you know, what they thought and everything. And, now I'm starting to see more. The more and more you see these folks on TV, the more and more you see who could possibly be involved. And, you know, I'm going to say this. Antonio calls on my show, on our show, and he says, hey, stop bashing this, that, and the other and everything. But yet, you're making yourself look bad for one. Two, you are the one on the radio, on TV looking like a goddamn fool. You know.
First of all, Dale, I gotta say this, Keith. I gotta say this. I kind of felt sorry for the brother for a second. I kind of almost felt sorry for the woman for a second. But then when I looked at poor Antonio, God bless his soul, the brother been aged. The variation on his, you can tell, I don't know how old they are, but Antonio, poor thing, he looked like he about 50 or 60 years old. My heart kind of went out to the brother until he said they ain't had no phone. Then all my sympathy just went out the window. But he didn't age, so my heart like kind of went out to the brother. Like,
Let me see, Antonio is 28, 29. I know they're both younger than me.
Okay. Well, they're younger than me, too. The bottom line is, well, they're older than us now. So, you know, I said, my heart went out to the brother for 4 minutes till he said they ain't had no phone. And right then and there, all my sympathy, like I said, went out the window.
Well, my thing is, I have no sympathy. Everyone knows how I felt about this. I have no sympathy about this because it hurts me to my heart and everything, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm gonna finish this after I take this caller right here. KWDC Radio, you're live on the air.
Good evening. My name is Ms. Davis, and I have been a single mother for my child's entire life. He is 7 years old, and he is my world. If it were my child that had gone missing, there's nothing that would stop me from sun up to sundown trying to put together groups, contact organizations, finding other resources, going out there myself. I'm like, nothing would stop me from trying to get to the bottom, you know, of the truth. I mean, like, to find my child, even if, you know, God forbid, because it's in God's hands, I would pray that my child will return to safety and be alive, like many have been found after years, you know. But whatever it is, it's like I would be out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I saw her face on TV, it's like one tear. I'm like, your child is gone. Like, I would be bawling. I wouldn't even be able to speak. It's not a good feeling knowing when your child is missing. I would be out there.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But, you know, I got to give props to Brenda Brown. I know some people, you know, are kind of like, really? But I really got to give props to her for even reaching out and having the heart to reach out to Shamika, regardless, you know, of how we may feel about what she's doing for, you know, the family and everything. I got to applaud her for even doing that, because God knows, I mean, I have a good heart, but I really have to take my hat off to her for what she has done and what she is doing. Even though a lot of us may disagree, and, you know, some of us, you know, we have our thoughts about it and look at it kind of sideways and stuff, but to be honest, you know, Keith, I really got to applaud Brenda for doing the things that she's doing, you know. You know, that's why I say, you know, some of us may agree and some of us may not, but I don't think I could have, I think after that interview that I saw on Friday, I would have been like, you know what, boo, you on your own. But I understand to a certain extent she wants to find this baby like the rest of us, so she's doing everything by all means necessary. So again, for me, I have to applaud her for her efforts, and you know, I just wanted to say that it takes a strong woman to sit there and to be surrounded by people like that, and you can see that they lying, but to sit there and still be strong. Again, like I said, I gotta applaud her.
I mean, like you said, different people, different opinions, but, you know, I understand you on that. I do have to applaud her on keeping, I mean, putting relationship back out there, you know.
And that's important. That's the key. And I'm excited to see all the news media that was covering this baby. You know, it was a joy to see her name in the newspapers. It was a joy to hear her name being mentioned on the news channels, on the radio shows. You know, it was a breath of almost fresh air. So again, you know, for all those that are involved in keeping Relisha's name out there, along with myself and Keith, you know, I want to say thank you. You know, to all the groups that's out there, whether we agree to disagree. You know, I applaud you all for doing everything that you all are doing to keep this baby name out there. You know, that's what it's going to take. And we all, again, need to still keep doing that. Keep doing that.
No matter what, by any means necessary. Starting in April, guys, and I'll further on give a date as well, we will be going back out searching. So I am calling all hands on deck, anyone that would like to be out there to help out on the searches for Relisha, contact me in the RRTF page or on my Facebook page, facebook.com/AWWLegend. Email me, kwdcradio@verizon.net, or contact for Queen B and everything. Contact her to get a hold of me. I doubt that she'll be out searching with us, but she is the co-founder of RRTF, and she's been a great help to me. So we will be starting off searching very, very soon. Hopefully we can get Gail out here as well to really help out. I thought somebody flashed in.
Yeah. Speaking of the search, yes, we hopefully on Thursday we'll be able to touch on a little bit about getting Gail out. We'll have more information about that on Thursday's show. Basically, what I want to do is to see, I will be in charge of getting the group out that does not want to search, that want to be out with, you know, getting the sandwiches together, the water, things of that sort. But no, I, like I told you before, the searching part of it is not my forte. But as far as the organizing and getting it together, I am one to be contacted. You can contact me as the information that Keith just gave out through the RRTF page.
And I have to say RRTF is growing properly, because the last time was just a mess. I didn't really enjoy, or I didn't really like how RRTF was growing then. But we're up to 108 members, which I'm glad to see that a lot of people actually care about finding young listeners. We got people all over the United States, Canada, some people that's in Mexico. I even had people inbox me from Japan that heard about her story on Al Jazeera before. And so this her story is worldwide now, and that's a great thing. Now, for Shamika to pull the race card, that really pissed me off, for her to say if she was white and because they were poor and homeless and everything. Technically, in a way, you still are poor. You know, so what difference does it make if you got money, or if you got a house, or this, that, and the other? It could have happened to any child. But because of your lack of parenting, this had to happen to this child. You know, and it's not the fact that, and here's something that got me. They asked the question about, did she think Khalil Tatum harmed Relisha? She said no. What am I missing there? Can you tell me what am I missing there?
You're not missing anything, because we all said that. We don't believe that this man did anything to this baby. We don't. So she was about right on that. So, but anything else that she said after that, the other 29 minutes, or what I should say, 25 minutes of the show, or what, how many minutes she was on there for, well, the rest of that was a bunch of garbage. But I do agree with it. I don't think Khalil Tatum did anything to this baby, but that's just my opinion.
I mean, my opinion is a lot of different things. I mean, a lot of questions pop in my head. Did they have a sexual relationship going on? Did Melissa and Khalil Tatum have a sexual relationship going on? What was the connection? That is there a connection that was more than just what is being said right now? I mean, don't no man just pop up out of nowhere, hey, I want to be a godfather to your kid. So this is the more, and I really urge, I might be saying this sarcastically, but I really, really urge you guys to continue on being on the media, because the more you talk on the media, the more I write stuff down, and the more you just look more guilty to me. And the more you might get closer and closer to finding what, I'm sorry, that's how I feel. I know I was one of the people that was telling everyone to give Shamika a chance and this, that, and the other. But after certain things that have been happening, of the betrayal and things like that, I see a whole lot clearer now. And I feel as though just as much as most people do. I do not trust that at all. And I was actually, for America Tonight, I was actually looking for Antonio's mother to be on there. I was really looking for her to be on there. But there's a lot of things that people know about this whole situation, this apartment thing, and I have to ask this question, and you people can comment on it in the RTF page if you want to. Who does a shrine in their house the way they did it? I mean, it seems kind of creepy to me. I'm not really sure. It seems kind of creepy to me. I actually have someone that has worked in CPS and dealt with mental issues as well, so I'm hoping to have them on the show Thursday. But I don't know, that feel kind of bone chilling to me. Becca, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, it speaks a lot of volume. I'll tell you that it basically tells you, and it tells me that you already know that your baby not coming back, because that's it. All just looks like a memory ball, and I'm gonna leave it right there.
It seemed like the way they were talking as well, they was using a lot of past tense. Yeah, I could be wrong, but it seemed like to me, as much I watched that video back and forth all weekend, and I would have to say it sounded like they used a lot of past tense. It just, it's real funny. You know, if Belle was on here, boy, she would be, you know, she'd be all the way hot. That would be funny. That would be something funny. But we got somebody in here. Listen to this, Becca. Somebody in the RTFA just said, people make shrines when they know that person is dead. I totally agree. Here's another thing that got me. Shamika said in, what is it? Matter of fact, it's the picture that you were talking about of them smiling, B, and she stated, I like my life right now. It's quiet, peaceful, and no one to bother me. And this was her own words. No one to bother her. I mean, and just like somebody just said again, a behavioral, the past tense means they know the person is dead. And I'm just going to continue on saying this. And you can say, Antonio, if you listen, or whoever listens, say, Ambassador Family, I don't give two rats asses. The fact of the matter, if you know where that baby is, give it up. Give it up. You're going to get caught anyway. The Lord sees every little thing. We're going to be back after this music break, y'all.
Let me see your bounce right and left and lift your shoulders. Hey, hey, lift your shoulders. Yeah, just lift your shoulders. Hey, hey, get it right. Step and lift your shoulders. Hey, lift your shoulders. Hey, just lift your shoulders. Let me see your bounce right and left and lift your shoulders. Hey, hey, lift your shoulders. Hey, hey, lift your shoulders. Hey, hey, get it right. Step and lift your shoulders. Yeah, lift your shoulders. Rich. I lean and get lit. Lima bean sticks. I taste breath. The opposite of Primatine Mist. I ride 26 and let my 9 screen flip. Trophy watching Oprah Mac 90 being clipped. Super black phantom nigga, nah, it ain't tilt. With Lucky Charms down a man, but nah, it ain't flip. Hey, boom. Okay, then I let my shoulder lean. And I bet my car tall. And I bet my motor clean. Suicide door, brown rover look like Pokemon. Everybody know me in the club, call they smoking me. Drove, hoes scoping me. Ice crumpled, bone for return. 100 carat, hammer froze for an eon. Red, black, and white Chevy, now I'm riding Dion. Putting them lights up in my rim, now I'm riding neon. Our cars look like Creon. Hold no on the man, though. I can shoulder lean, I don't know how to demand, though.
Let me see you bounce right to left and lift your shoulder. Hey, hey, lift your shoulder. Yeah, lift your shoulder. Hey, hey, get it right. Step and lift your shoulders. Hey, lift your shoulders. Hey, lift your shoulders. Let me see you bounce right to left and lift your shoulders. Hey, lift your shoulders. Hey, lift your shoulders. Hey, get it right. Step and lift your shoulders. Lift your shoulders. Atlanta, show niggas with Anna, we ride down them, holly shorty for grandma,
lay by Grandma Nana. I lay by my banana. Dumping and punking monkeys. Don't nobody live with my mom but a bunch of junkies. Don't nuts, don't get. Bitch, I ride glaze on the haze. Gator green, Chevy, Gator good. Alligator chain.
Bounce right and left and let your show.
Hey, 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 let your show.
I'm sorry, I had the phone on mute.
Anything you want to say?
No, I just want to say we got to keep going. I know it gets frustrating for all of us, but we got to keep going. We got to keep the baby name out until she is found, no matter what. I mean, I don't care if two people, three people call in. We're going to still do this, Keith. We're going to still keep this going. We're going to start posting this page all over Facebook. We're going to get her, keep getting this baby name out there. That's all I got to say. And for those that calls in, that listens in, I appreciate you. I love you. For those that post in RRTF and other group pages, thank you. Let's keep this baby name out there because justice will be served. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, like she said, justice will be served, y'all. I mean, this is a little girl that just needs, we're not going to even say we have to find her. We just need this case to bring closure, whether good or bad, you know. So let's go ahead, bow our heads in a word of prayer. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you. Praise in your holy name, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to watch over this case, Lord God, wherever the listener may be, Lord God, that we get some type of closure to this, Lord God. This is absurd, Lord God, and only you know the ending of all this, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless the people that are under the sound of my voice. Bless my co-host, Lord God, because, Lord God, without her, I don't know what I would do, Lord God. I mean, Lord God, you all know that she's a great host and a great producer as well, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to watch over the listeners, Lord God, the supporters, and everybody that feels for this child. Lord God, these things I ask. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all, tune in Thursday, same time. Well, no, not same time. 7 o'clock, guys. And I didn't see this caller calling in, so I'm going to go ahead and take this final call. KFGC Radio, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you want to use pressing 1 for a call to call in? Okay, I guess not. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and say goodnight, guys, and I will see y'all Thursday.
That your will be done. And the weak ones too. Yes, I do. And all of those who are strong, let them know their purpose. Let them be agents for you. Well, let them work for you. Yeah. And let your Holy Spirit walk across the waters of my mind. I wanna make you're proud of what you've done, so I come to you through your Son. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for another day. I pray on, pray on, my prayer for peace. And I pray, well.